This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding. Hear ye, hear ye. The international competition.
He's making it up. He's making it up.
No, I farted, and then I was like, did people hear? Because I was ringing the bell loud, but the fart was pretty loud. So okay. I lost confidence.
You here? You stepped into the middle of the town square, started ringing your bell, and what are you talking about?
I'm going to be put to death. I know I'm going to be put to death after this because I effed this up so bad, and this is my third strike.
Well, you're standing with stockades on you. They seem to be ripped from the ground, so clearly you were in stockades earlier today and just stood upright with such force that you...
I thought this is going to get me back. I thought this is going to get me back. I was like, this will put me back in the king's good graces. Well, then go on, man.
What have you to say?
Yeah, what news do you bring?
It's a tournament, an international, and I know there's only like two nations.
Can I say, I don't want to fuck with tradition, but hear ye, what are you getting? Listen up, gather round, listen up.
The thing about
something.
Ye is it's gender neutral. So it's like, hear ye is much better than ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
don't give him a note. He won't have time to take it. He's going to get put to death soon.
Sorry, something about a tournament?
Listen up. I mean, I like listen up, but it does feel a little like demanding. Like, hear ye is more like, this is a suggestion, not an order. Mm. Like, do you want to hear? Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you to listen. I'm like, maybe you should hear.
I'm going to
sit.
I hear?
It
That's
feels
something.
Like we might be here a while.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
sit
too.
Crisscross applesauce. All right, go ahead.
You're sitting in the mud? It's town square mud. You're sitting in that?
It's an international mud.
It's an international riddle competition where all of the best riddler.
Good day to you.
It's free, man. It's free to the public.
Of course.
Come
it's
on.
Free. No one would pay to do riddles.
I better get put to death. The king's going to kill my ass for sure.
A message from the king. Any person this day forward who shall do riddles will be executed.
Man, I just got it. This king is wishy-washy.
Sorry, I have to stop the podcast for 1 second. Something insane just happened to me.
Is this in character?
We pause. We're going back to that.
Remember when we would do improv on stage and Aaron would be like, okay, everybody, pause. I had something crazy.
I just heard a pop in my knee and I need everyone to shut up.
So I put my hands down on my legs, right?
Sure, yeah.
And then I was like, what? There's something. I'm wearing leggings. I went to Pilates this morning wearing leggings, not to brag.
It.
So far, nothing to stop a podcast over.
Exactly. But you'll see. Adel, I am so confident you're about to be on my side. You have no idea.
Wow.
Okay. I would bet my life you're about to be on my side.
Okay.
And then I feel something in between my leggings and my leg. And I go, I've been wearing these for 4 hours at this point.
Oh, got it. You got a sock in there.
No, you would think it's much smaller. I just pulled out it's on my thigh. I don't eat popcorn anymore. A popcorn kernel.
Anymore.
Well, I'm allergic to corn.
Oh,
I don't
definitely
buy
shouldn't
or
touch
eat
your
popcorn.
Skin.
Someone's trying to kill you. Aaron, hold on. Someone's trying to kill you. They're putting
maybe
kernels in your
wait,
tights?
Wait, Aaron, is it in, it was in between your legging and your leg, a little kernel of popcorn?
Yes. What does it mean? Okay, now you understand why I had to stop the fun podcast. That's crazy. You guys, that's so weird.
Aaron, here's what I will say.
What?
I get that this is alarming to you, but it is not surprising to me. Does that make sense?
No,
yeah, can I say
does that make sense?
Aaron, you were so adamant I would be on your side. And honestly, I don't know if finding a piece of popcorn on your pants is worth stopping.
In my pants, Adel.
Surfs up, my guy, 100%.
Casey, thank you. Oh my
God. It was in her pants. But Aaron, don't take this the wrong way. You are the type of person who I don't think it is unreasonable that you find a little popcorn in your pants.
Yeah, Aaron, I think without being Aaron, I love you so much. I love you so much.
Sometimes you just have to know who you are.
This is
you're the
rock
type
bottom
of person, Aaron, I love you so much. You're the type of person who would go to speak and suddenly realize they have a mouthful of tomato soup and it would just go everywhere. And you'd be like, I totally forgot I had put some soup in my mouth this morning and I'd just been holding it in my mouth all day.
I don't know what you're talking about. I get compared to Grace Kelly all the time. I'm nothing
Aaron,
but.
I do think that if you think this is rock bottom, I think
old
some self-reflection has to be in play here because I got to tell you, this is the top. This is, you are soaring right now with a little piece of popcorn. You have said on the podcast how much worse it can get.
I can't breathe. I'm spinning.
I love like, it.
I kind of thought you were like, I'm wearing tights. I went to Pilates. Yeah. I looked down. I put my hand on my leg. I said, this feels weird. I'm not wearing tights. I have thought I've been wearing tights all morning, and I am not wearing tights.
I think it's something where I could see Aaron. Aaron is in the back rooms of Harvard in some wood-paneled room in the library. She's defending her dissertation for PhD.
Yeah.
And halfway through, she stops. She goes, I'm so sorry. Can we stop for a second? You're going to love this. I just found a cat hair in my hair. I've never owned a cat. And they say, please leave.
Aaron,
no,
I have some theories, though.
Yeah, okay,
I have some theories.
Okay.
So with the popcorn, do you have your own washer and dryer, or do you have like a washer and dryer that you share with like other people in your building?
I have my own washer and dryer. It's the best part of my life.
My theory is out. Sorry, this
someone's
theory is no longer applies.
I truly think someone's trying to kill you. Or,
popcorn
Aaron,
poisoning.
As per last week's episode, this is directed towards JPC. Or JPC, as per last week's episode,
sure,
Aaron is slowly introducing things she's allergic to just by happenstance appearing because she's going to fake her own death.
Ooh, okay. Also, pertaining to last week's episode, it could be that Aaron went to a movie, sat on a popcorn kernel.
Oh, yeah.
Then
so hard.
She came home, took her tights off backwards. Now it's inside.
Yes.
Didn't know her tights are on backwards today. Mm-hmm. Put on those same tights the other way. So really what she's doing is she's wearing her tights backwards with the popcorn kernel inside now.
Aaron, I have a question that could be dumb. If it is, I want you to remain silent. I'm pretty well versed in biology. Could that have been an ovary?
Pretty well. He's like a 75% almost there.
I got a 75% on my biology test.
I don't know much about anything.
Don't know much
about nothing.
That seems too small for an ovary.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's certainly a popcorn kernel. It 100% was. And you know what? I regret saying anything because I thought I would have two.
Okay. Then hold on. Wishy-washy. Nobody says that about the king. You shall be beheaded now.
Hey, my guy. I was already getting executed, okay? So.
Sorry, back
scene
to my thing.
Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle.
I texted Sean and I said, have you eaten popcorn this week? And he just texted back, no.
Okay. It's a podcast about riddles. I am one of your hosts, JPC. With me, as always, my other co-hosts.
I am two of your hosts, Adel Rafai.
And I'm Aaron Keith. And I shouldn't have said anything.
And she's having it all.
Alive.
And she's got it going on. And everything is fine.
Throw my leggings up into the air in a freeze frame. I'm having it all. I'm a glamorous
she's
woman.
Break it after crunch.
Yeah. Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.
It's a mystery I'll never have solved. Sorry about that,
what
everyone.
Is a riddle podcast if not a mystery podcast, Aaron? I think that this is the perfect place for you to bring your little life mysteries.
Can I?
Thank you.
Toss out there, maybe the biggest riddle of all. Maybe Erin has done us a favor. Maybe she's given us a boon. Perhaps this episode is solely dedicated to solving why the Colonel in the leggings. One of life's greatest riddles.
A sad 31-year-old feels a bump between her leggings and her leg. That's how that riddle starts.
That feels like the the start of one of those like new type of medication commercials where they're like introducing a medication to solve a problem that they're inventing. Look, hey, as much as I would
emerge triumphant,
as much as I do that, we have like four of these diet palindromes left that I really want to just burn through the last four of these diet palindromes. Now, it will take us all episode to burn through these four diet palindrome riddles. We all know that to be true.
Yeah.
And you know,
I really like your beard right now, by the way.
Oh,
I think it's awesome.
Now, we are about to see each other in person, I believe, at our this weekend, right? At our live show
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Not to dwell on it. Erin, could you run so fast the Colonel popped? And that might give us some answers.
No,
sorry,
but what, if I sit in a hot tub, I think it will.
JPC, we're going to see each other live.
Tights on in a hot tub. Okay, someone's never nude. Yeah, you're gonna see this beard in person. I will say it's longer than it. I think it looks on camera.
Mm.
I'm close to getting rid of it.
In a couple years, if you let that go a couple years, you'll have a Rasputin beard, and then you'll finally be your truest self.
I did feel like I was like, maybe I'll just do a year. Maybe I'll see what like I can do with a beard in a year, because I haven't really like cut it at all. I kind of want to get that like big ass ZZ Top beard going.
Whoa, I can hear Mariah packing a suitcase. Wow.
To you go on tour with sound. You and your beard as ZZ Top.
See, I would say that it's not her favorite thing, but I've had a beard the entire time that we've been together, and for probably the last decade of my life. And what she has enjoyed is braiding it, because it is long enough now that it can be braided. Maybe I'll do that for the live show. I'll throw some like Norse braids into my beard. Is she taking requests?
Yeah, you said she braids it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like from me?
Yeah. Maybe like the little like devil, like the little hooks. You know what I'm talking about? The little
devil horn things.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What I need is some like tiny little hair ties, like those ones that they do for like braces, like those little rubber bands. I need those.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, one time I picked. You know, you get to pick colors from your rubber bands.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have anyone in my life being like, maybe don't get Christmas colors, you loon.
Wow.
And one time.
You had older sisters.
No, they didn't care about me.
Yeah, let me repeat. I had no one in my life.
I one time got neon yellow. Ew. And that was just a month of my life. People being like, what's wrong with your teeth? And I was like, yeah, one day, everything's going to work out great for me. I'm going to be.
And Erin, how's that going?
I found popcorn in between my leggings and my leg today.
And she said one day, so she has like plenty of time, Adel. So,
yeah.
You know, it only has to be one day that things go right.
Okay.
All right, let's do these palindromes.
Diet palindromes. We all remember how these are played. And if we don't, then we're about to get them. So let's do this one. Here we go. Here's your first one. Celestial vermin.
Mm.
Celestial vermin. Now, this is a word. It's Star Rats. All right, I do want to see a scene.
Oh, come on.
My favorite James Bond movie.
I want to see a brief scene where we are, there's a big crisis on Earth, we are a group of superheroes known as the Star Rats. People are expecting, like, you know, some Marvel heroes to show up and help out, but we're the Star Rats, and we're here to help.
Just in time.
The building.
Cheese? Sorry. Can I say my thing?
The building is coming down. The building is going. An earthquake.
I see it. I'm Captain Eyes.
Who is talking?
One thing. Sorry, down here. I'm Captain Eyes. My one thing is I can see what's going on. I have like a 175 peripheral.
I'm sorry.
I'm Captain Eyes. Can you put me in your hand? Bend down and put me in my hand.
Never fear, the Star Rats are here.
According to my rat sensors, that building's coming down.
I'm sorry, what is going on?
Sorry, we're the Star Rats. We each have a power, and we each have a little catchphrase.
Let me scoop you up, get you all up here, okay?
Okay.
Wait, my pizza.
Oh, our tails are tied together. Oh, no.
Okay.
Fuck, we're going to die like this.
No, it's fine. I can hear. Let me just... Oh, God, they're so slimy. I'll untie these. I'll pick up your pizza. So you're the star rats?
Mm-hmm.
Don't say it backwards, or you might accidentally say... Oh, star rats, I guess.
Yeah. Okay,
bite your thumb?
Ow! What the fuck?
We're the star rats.
According to my sensors, his thumb just got bit.
Yeah, I saw the whole thing.
Up, the building came down.
Yeah, the building came down.
That
fucking
stinks.
Building came down. Yeah, it stinks.
Well, back to the sewers, boys.
What?
Tell your friends.
Tell them what?
Tell them the star rats helped.
According to my sensors, it's time to go.
He's being censored. He said a lot of bad things, so he has censors.
It's so woke nowadays. Nobody lets you just say what we're all thinking.
We gotta go.
We gotta head out.
Well.
That was the star rats. Okay, here's your next one. Here's your next one.
Rats. Yeah.
Liquid predator moves. Liquid predator moves.
Liquid predator moves. Okay, this is tough. Is this three words or two words?
It is two words. It's just two words.
Stalk is how a predator moves.
Okay.
But I can't think of what stalk would be backwards.
I think the way that this is worded with it being three words is a little confusing, but I think it's like liquid moves goes together and predator goes. It's like liquid predator moves, but it's not like a predator move. It's liquid move.
Can I say once?
Swim?
I was in Pittsburgh and I ran into Predator on the dance floor at a rave. And he had you know, those glow stick that go through your fingers that weave in and out? And he was clearly on Molly. And he was just like doing all these like glow sticks. And he had the gloves with the lights on them. It was
good for him.
Yeah. He was losing his mind.
Honestly, a guy like that needs a vacation. Okay.
Yeah.
All he does is predate.
All he does is predate.
Predate. All he does is predate.
You know, famously, Jean-Claude Van Damme was the original Predator, and he was in that suit, and then he was like, this suit fucking sucks, and he like walked off set. And then they got someone who was like 7'2", and they're like, this is much better.
Is that true?
That's true.
Why would Jean-Claude Van Damme ever agree to do something like that?
Or something? This was before he was who he was. I think he was just like a muscle-bound dude.
Okay.
And they're like, you can move well. Because he studied ballet and stuff, but then he was like, "This costume blows," and then they got someone super tall who was much better.
It makes sense, and it always feels like when you're like a face, you know, to be like, "Oh yeah, let me just put on a costume where you can't see my face at all."
Can you imagine? Like, if Predator was like 5'2", just like a little guy.
Honestly, maybe, yeah, because like the Predator going up against like, you know, all those like big muscle bound dudes, and he's just like a little guy, like just jumping around. Legs. That's actually pretty cool.
Liquid Predator moves.
Mm-hmm. Liquid Predator moves.
So it's not swim?
But Aaron, what would the
slosh?
What's
runs,
swim backwards?
Snug runs.
Because it has to be the other word backwards.
Yeah, but it's something like swim.
Well, it's a word. I mean,
Wade?
It's not Wade. It's not Wade.
Swim muse.
Mm-mm.
Liquid.
What else can you do in the water? You can wade. You can swim. You can.
You can wade.
Slosh. You can splash.
You can slosh. You can splash.
Is it Apex Zipa?
Apex Zipa. It is not Apex Zipa. Okay. It is a specific type of predator. So if you got
bear, wolf,
shark,
tiger. Addle,
wolf. Flood, Wolf Flow.
Oh, Wolf Flow. Holy shit, that's a great thinking. DJ name.
Oh, I'd like to
see. We're just riffing. There's no bad ideas in brainstorming. It is Wolf Flow, Aaron.
JPC, you are a groom at a wedding. Addle, you are Wolf Flow, the DJ. And JPC, you have a bone to pick with him about the music that he's playing at this wedding.
All right, this is DJ Wolf Flow, and we're going to play another song about the moon. This is Van Morrison's Moon Dance,
why don't we actually, you know what, guys, we're going to take a little five-minute break. Everyone's been going at it pretty hard, and we're going to be right back in five minutes. DJ Wolf Flow?
Yeah.
Hey, what the fuck? You've got to stop playing Van Morrison.
You just fucking busted my Wolf Flow, dude.
Hey, DJ Wolf.
Stop playing Van Morrison, the Irish Elvis. Are you kidding me?
Lower your voice. Lower your voice. I know you are only $50.
Are you kidding me?
No, not just the volume. You don't have to lower like the timbre of your voice.
Well, you're talking to an audio engineer, so you need to be specific.
DJ Wolflow, we sent you a list of songs that we wanted you to play, and so far,
no, Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah, hey ya! Like we're trying to have like a very classic wedding experience.
Barf, 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 barf. Hey, nobody knows it, but when the 8th or 9th Van Morrison song kicks in, everybody gets on the dance floor. Now, you do have to be patient. It is a slow burn. I'm not going to lie.
I think people are only familiar with maybe like the one Van Morrison song.
And
maybe.
I need to apologize.
Yeah.
I should have read the room and realized this was not the type of wedding where during Brown Eye Girl, every time he says brown eye, I yell butthole. I thought that would be fun and funny, but I got a lot of evil eyes.
I'll be honest with you. I don't even think people would have heard it if you hadn't cut the music out to yell it.
Hey, it's Brian, very alarming. Can I make a request? Honey, can I make a request from the DJ?
Absolutely, Michelle. Anything you want. I'm trying to take care of this. But yes, anything you want.
First of all, love it, everything so far. DJ knows best.
Let me write that down in case I ever get offered a sitcom deal from TV Land. What Van Morrison song did you want to hear?
Can I hear, it's not a Van Morrison song, but can I hear Werewolves of London?
Ooh, did Van Morrison ever cover Warren Zevon?
No.
Okay, I can do a Van Morrison
that's
impression.
It's your day.
Oh, I do love hearing the lyric, Little Old Lady Got Mutilated Late Last Night. Oh, that's a good lyric.
Never mind, I think.
did that suffice, me saying that in lyric?
Yeah.
His hair was perfect.
I'm going to go get some champagne and then try to pee in the stress.
All right.
Bye.
I am seeing a side of Michelle that I have never seen before, and it is kind of concerning to me. Kind of concerning. It's your day, she said to you.
I hate to turn down the bride. You know, I did say any song about a moon, and Werewolves of London is adjacently about the moon, but I should, you know, I specifically only play.
Yeah, I don't want to hear Warren Zevon either, buddy. So it's not, again, I don't, you know, DJ Wolflow.
Yeah.
Just why don't you just play whatever you feel like playing? You know, we only have 4 hours of the wedding left. So, you know, knock yourself out. No one's having a good time, but I can see that this whole thing was kind of a mistake anyway. So, okay.
Well, I could break my own code and maybe here's what I'll do.
Hey, it's DJ Wolflow. Oh, and we're going to get everyone on the dance floor with a little, who's the Nick Drake? Who's the guy who sings Pink Moon? I think it's Nick Drake. Hey, everybody,
don't
up
you
on
have
the
a
dance
computer
floor.
In front of you?
No, he doesn't. There is no computer. He's got two Van Morrison CDs.
That
Nick Drake
awesome.
Who sings Pink Moon?
What's
which is
Pink
like
Moon?
It's like the slowest song in the history of music. It's a very beautiful song, but it's it's very, very slow.
I know Blue Moon and I know Moon River.
Do you know Moon River? Dance?
That's Henry Mancini. I do know Moon Dance, I feel like Moondance is a song that was like on the radio when I was a kid on like the classic rock radio stations.
That your dad was probably rocking out to in between.
I don't think my dad was a Van Morrison guy. I think my mom may have been more into Van Morrison.
I was not a Van Morrison song until I saw Martin Scorsese's documentary, The Last Waltz. And then you see him, he's in a velvet maroon jumpsuit doing karate high kicks and he's coked out of his gourd. And the minute I saw that film, I was like, I'm a Van Morrison fan.
And now you're a Van Morrison song? Wow. I thought you were a human man.
All right. Patreon idea. We take the What Van Morrison Song quiz. Are you? quiz. BuzzFeed.
What?
Aaron, have I told you that Little Old Lady Got Mutilated Late Last Night is one of my favorite lyrics of all time?
And you're saying that out loud to people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, one of my favorite lyrics to start off a rock song is Lives. Her placenta falls to the floor.
Why? Lightning crashes.
How you go out there on stage and you sing that line is beyond me.
Her placenta hits the floor. They also had a song about dolphins crying, which is pretty wild.
Lightning crashes, dolphins crying. All of their songs are like...
Shit Town was one of
them. Noun verbs.
Gotta live in Shit Town.
Wolflow. Okay, here we go. We only have two more of these Diet Palindromes left. Two more.
Okay.
Friend that sits on you. This is a friend that sits on you. Phoebe, I'm sorry?
Phoebe Nebe. Monica Animuk.
Chandler Royer.
Bud.
Friend that sits on you.
Friend who sits on you. Pal lap. Lap pal.
Lap it is a lap pal.
I do want to see this scene.
Okay.
JPC, you wake up one morning and you have grown on your lap. You have grown on your lap a lap pal.
Got it.
It's just like a growth that talks to you that's in the shape of a human friend.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Ah!
Oh. Time to make a doctor's appointment. I'm not supposed to be here.
Oh, no. What? Yeah. Am I still asleep? Am I still dreaming?
No. No. Call your doctor.
What are you?
I'm not entirely sure. I just know that I'm not supposed to be here. You haven't been taking good care of yourself. You got to clean your sheets more. You got to go to the doctor.
What do you mean clean my sheets? How do you clean sheets?
Ew, what? What do you mean, how do you clean sheets?
How
have you
am I
never
clean
cleaned
sheets?
Your sheets?
I'd get my bed soaking wet if I tried to clean these. Like with a sponge?
You think that you're, oh my God, you're cleaning it while it's still on the bed?
No, I'm not doing that because I know if the bed gets wet because I've had a bed get wet before, it's ruined. It starts to grow like mold and stuff in there.
Why? Why did your bed get wet?
I totally misunderstood what a waterbed was.
Oh, God.
Because it's a specific type of bed. It's not just any bed covered in water.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you're supposed to take the sheets off, put them in the laundry.
The what?
Okay, this is worse than I thought. I'm dialing. Okay. It's ringing.
Oh, wow. Call your doctor. Have a little phone. You have a little phone down there.
It's really cute. Call your doctor.
Go for Dr. Demento.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I have a request.
Oh, you want to hear fish heads?
I want to hear fish heads again, please.
You got it. And who should I say requested?
What's your name? Lap pal.
That's it.
Lap pal?
Lap pal.
It's not. No, I'm requesting. Jeremy, I'm requesting. This is for Lap
You
want to
hear Pearl Jam's Jeremy on Dr. Demento? You realize what I do here, kid, right?
Do you have a Jeremy, like, parody song?
Novelty
that I can,
song?
Yeah, like a novelty for Jeremy?
Maybe. Yeah, we can figure. Yep. I'm looking on the computer here. And we do have the Budweiser Frogs did a cappella version of Jeremy.
No, I'm less looking for like an interpolation and more like a parody, I guess.
What did I say?
Well, you said the Budweiser Frogs did an acapella version.
You don't think the Budweiser Frogs croaking an acapella version of Pearl Jam's Jeremy is fitting for Dr. Demento?
I just don't necessarily know that it's a parody, right? Like, isn't the thing with a parody that the lyrics have to change? It has to be like, are the frogs doing like a thing of like, Budweiser spoken or anything like that?
No, it's one says Jer, the
What's
other one
saying?
Says me, the third says spoken.
I'm sorry,
so it's Jer, me,
I'm getting in another
spoken.
Fight. On the air with Dr. Demento. This happens almost every day.
Scene.
All right, here's your last one. Your last one. And then we will take a little break. I think you guys are going to get this really fast.
Oh,
I say being an asshole.
Oh, no.
Classic.
Okay. This one is Pop-Up Atlas. Pop-Up Atlas.
Pop-Up Map. Atlas. Now,
Aaron,
this was a VH1 show.
Aaron, it's not map, but it's almost map. No,
map.
No, no. Map.
Maps.
Map is three of the four letters. Maps.
Maps.
Map spam.
They don't love you like I love you.
Map spam.
Whoa. Yeah, how did they not do a commercial for spam? Answer, there are no commercials for spam.
Well, the Monty Python sketch is almost a commercial for spam.
Yeah. I think that they could have done what is that band?
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Yeah, yes. The yeah, yeah, yes could have done spam. Hey, don't eat it like it's salty. Yeah, yeah.
No. This is Dr. Demento. Do you have a song?
Dr. Demento, don't hang up. Don't hang up. It's Jeremy again.
Click. Oh, no, right. Again?
We will be back. We will be back with more. Well, will there be more riddles? Probably. After a brief break.
GPC Addle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not Oprah's one of the Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so... this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, that's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Aaron, not to dwell on this, but definitely to dwell on this. Where on your leg was the kernel found? Was it on the thigh, is my question?
Exactly. Yeah. It was right between, like, halfway point between knee and hip.
Okay. So here's what I'm thinking. During the break, I did a little bit of investigating in my mind palace, and a kernel on your thigh. Where can you get a thigh and it includes a kernel? KFC. You're supposed to go to KFC. Is there a KFC near where you live?
I hope not.
Go there. You're going to find the next answer.
That's something I don't want to know about myself.
Yeah, I don't want to know. I actually never tell me.
You're being led on a scavenger hunt.
I learned there was a Jimmy John's near where I lived, and that fucked me over. Completely fucked me over.
Yeah, it's kicked my wallet in the fucking nuts. Gemma, so I get that like Jimmy John's. So good.
I'm going to need to journal about the fact that I thought everyone would gasp and be like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy that you found a little bit of popcorn under your pants. And instead, you guys were like, yep, okay, it's a Monday, honestly, and you found popcorn in your pants.
Aaron, I know that this sucks to hear, but on the other side, it is sometimes kind of exciting to be like, I do have something to talk about in therapy this week. So often I'm like, oh yeah, like what do I talk about? I guess I'll just start talking and something will come out. But this week it's like, hey, clear your schedule for the next hour. I have the topic.
Yeah, I think I wasn't expecting just food in your legging. Like if I had put on a condom and found like a small bird or something, that's wild. Or like
that hasn't happened to you. That happens to most of the people I know.
Happens to lots of guys.
I always sort of beat myself up because I feel like I'm a very spacey person and I'm not like totally with it all the time in reality. And I went to Pilates, and Pilates is all about like being aware of your body and getting into your body. How did I not notice a popcorn kernel the entire time? I was like staring at my legs. Ugh, doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry,
you lose the forest for the trees, Aaron. It's very believable that you could just kind of miss that small detail.
Yeah. It's hard, though. But anyway.
It's hard. No, riddles. I hate it. Hey, man, I agree. It's fucked.
What did you do? Did you throw away the kernel? Let's hope not.
No, I did something. You know when you're like
you put it
sort
in your mouth.
Of
you tasted it.
No, you know when you're okay. in a moment of like sort of being stunned, like where you just are sort of numb and like scared. So mm-hmm. I looked at it in my hand when we were
Aaron,
doing
go
that
ahead
little
and,
bit. At
go
the
ahead and just assume that all of the things that happen in your mind do not happen in our mind. So we will need you to walk us through
okay.
the process.
So
don't say like you know when right. because I don't. I actually don't.
When you're an Aaron and you're in a state okay. of shock. Uh-huh.
Yes.
I just was sort of staring at it, and I was listening to you guys being like, "Boo, boo, boo! I'm going to get git." And I was like, "Huh? Okay, this is a popcorn kernel." And then, in a sort of sense of like shame, I just sort of let it drop to the ground. And I'm not a litterer, especially not in my own home, because you know I'm
yeah,
going to pick that up eventually.
And
but I was like, I had so much. It's like a shameful thing to find a little bit of popcorn in between your
yeah.
leggings and your legs. So I just sort of let it drop to the ground. And I almost as if I was in the same room as you guys, I was like, they're not going to notice. And then I was like, I actually do feel scared enough that I'm distracted and they're going to sense my distraction. So I should be honest. But that was a mistake. Yeah.
Aaron, I'll tell you, there was a time, this is maybe a few years ago, and I was like out all day and I came home. And I sat down in like my computer chair. And then when I got up, I like saw that there was like a dark smudge on my computer chair. I was like, what the fuck? And then I looked at like the back of my pants and there was like a dark smudge on my pants. And I was like, what is this, chocolate? And like I tasted it.
Oh, no.
And it was chocolate.
No.
Yeah. But the first thing that I did, I didn't smell it first. The first thing I do was tasted it because my brain said, is this chocolate? When did I sit in chocolate?
You should never trust yourself again. I'm serious.
after I did that and it was chocolate, I was like, 100% this could have been poop. Like, why did I ever assume it was chocolate?
I would like hire a full-time chaperone for myself if I did that. I'd go, I cannot be trusted on my own.
Yeah, I gotta say, brother, that's the biggest fucking roll of the die I've ever heard of in the personal life.
Yeah,
that
completely
wild.
I said, Jesus, take the wheel. I'm gonna check to see if this is chocolate. The worst way that you can with the taste. And the thing was, I was like, I must have like sat on chocolate like on the train or something because I was like, I don't have any chocolate in the house.
Yeah,
like it's not, it ain't my. If that was poop, I gotta find the guy who shit that because yeah. I will be eating your poop.
Willy Wonka. Here's what I think happened. Either somebody has sweet, sweet poop or it was absolutely train shit and your
yeah.
brain tried to immediately, your brain was like, what?
My brain deleted it.
I don't
deleted
know.
Deleted all the information of the sensory
he
thing.
He was like,
chocolate.
My dude, I don't know what you're doing. I'm gonna send you a signal that that's chocolate so
this
we can move
now.
On and never dwell on this again.
Do you think that if poop in general tasted like chocolate, I think that people would eat it. I don't think anyone would talk about it. I think
Sorry.
That it would be like one of those things that you just don't bring up in polite conversation.
I well, know
we
you guys can
anymore.
Hear me typing, but I'm on LinkedIn trying to find a new podcast to join.
Is that what LinkedIn
good luck,
for?
Aaron. They don't have fun like this on the fucking daily, okay? They don't
yeah.
talk about what if poop or chocolate on the daily.
Fun like this, huh?
Anyway, this last
when you looked at someone's LinkedIn, I think that they show you get sent the most recent emails that went to your LinkedIn. So if you're looking up an X on LinkedIn, they know.
Oh yeah,
just a heads up.
LinkedIn is pretty fucked up. Don't go on LinkedIn. Let's all stick to the social media sites that we know and love,
like
Mastodon
Twitter.
And Gab and Patriot Front Storm or whatever. Those are the ones I'm on. Hey, those last riddles that I forgot to mention again, I've mentioned it three times, were from Tim. Thank you so much, Tim. These riddles are from Theo. I don't know when Theo gave me these riddles, but they gave them to me. They handed them to me in person, so I'm assuming it was at one
oh,
of
cool.
Our live shows from a long time ago. They also wrote a very, very nice note, but then they provided some riddles, and they said that they made them with love. Isn't that fun?
That's so sweet.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I've never met Theo, and they mailed these to us as well. That's also a possibility.
Gotcha.
Theo, let us know.
Let us know. Anything new in the mailbox?
Hey, you know what? That's actually a great thing. I was going to bring that up. We got a ton of Christmas cards. A lot of people send us their like Christmas and holiday cards.
Cool.
I put them up on my downstairs fridge for the holiday season. So thank you to everyone who sent us those cards. And please, if you have riddles that you'd like to send us, riddle books. Wedding invitations. We will always take those wedding invitations.
One day we'll come.
Keys to safety deposit boxes. You can send us anything you want.
Yeah, again, that mailing address is 6351 West Montrose Ave, number 267, Chicago, Illinois, 60634. Make it out to Hey Riddle Riddle, and we will go and pick those up.
And don't send us loose chocolate.
No, it's going to be very tempting to send us little boxes of chocolate or poop and make us play that on a Patreon one day. But guess what? I'm not going to be fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me twice. Shame, shame,
shame. Shame, 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 riddles,
shame, shame, shame. Shame, shame, shame. These riddles come from Theo.
Fool me three times.
Shame, 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 shame.
Fool me four times. I can't keep doing this.
I can't keep doing this. I don't know how many times I have to say shame. These riddles come from Theo. Theo's first riddle is as such. Not a moral absolutist, but my crimes are black and white. I pass my day in slumber and go traveling at night. You will see me more than hear me, but should you be too dense, aside from sight and sound, I will assault another sense.
Is it old-timey news programs?
No, I quit my answer, and I support Adel's answer.
It's like Edward R. Morrow TV.
It is a skunk. Theo also included some little notes next to the riddle clues, like, they're nocturnal, and they make very few sounds. And then my favorite one, which is just stinky, with two exclamation points.
They definitely say if you remove the stink gland or whatever, wherever the spray is produced, that they make better pets than dogs, even.
That can't be real.
I've met one person in my life who had a pet skunk, and it was not very well behaved because I think it was like, I don't know it. Are they like even domesticated? I think they're like wild.
I don't know why I imagined. If you raise them from a little thing.
For a little skunkling?
When you said they weren't well behaved, I imagined them like drinking Cool Ranch Doritos and Pepsi and like gaming and yelling at their mom. I don't know why I pictured them as like a misbehaving child and not a misbehaving animal.
I was in college and I was at a party and I think, and I could be misremembering this because it could have been the person who had the skunk's place that I was at because I didn't know like where I was. I wasn't like familiar. This wasn't like a friend's house. But I think it was a person who had a pet skunk that brought it to someone else's party and it was just running around. And I was like, no, you can't do this. Like, it didn't have a stink gland, but it was like still like, you could just like bring a skunk into someone's apartment.
That's a wild fucking move.
You guys never been sprayed, right?
Never been sprayed.
You have?
Oh, yeah, me, never, never.
My car's been sprayed.
Yeah, teens tagged your car. That's not really what I'm talking about.
Tomato juice or something? Is that what you get it out with, Aaron?
I think you soak a popcorn kernel in your legs. That's how you get rid of this.
No, I've never been sprayed. I'm basically a queen who's very classy. Everything's gone right for me in my life.
I feel like if...
Yes, our sprayless queen.
If I see a skunk, I am pretty... I'll give it a wide berth and I won't like go near it because I don't want to be sprayed. But I am constantly in fear of my dog finding a skunk because my dog would go right up to that skunk and get sprayed. We had when I was at my last apartment, our landlord who lived upstairs in our like mutual backyard, their dog got sprayed. Our dog was in the house, luckily. And that dog, I mean, it gets on that fur and your dog is fucked. Like, I think they had to like cut some of the fur off the dog because of just how strong the stink was.
How deep it got.
Oh my
it is
God,
fascinating
horrible.
To me. Skunks have this spray ability.
Yeah.
You think of like porcupines can like shoot their quills. Armadillos can roll up into a little armored ball. Turtles have like this huge, like the animal kingdom has like superpowers. And then you think of us and we're just like soft-bellied things that just like run in terror from everything.
We invented music. That's what I don't know.
We
mostly caused harm.
The birds, Aaron. The birds. We just copied the birds.
An elephant like uses his trunk to like roll up some music on a music stand and just throw it away. Like, well, then humans are never gonna fucking hear it, so why play it? All right, well, let's do another one of Theo's riddles, okay?
Yes.
When cleaned, then find your sins absolved. When named, then find this riddle solved. Not white, nor rainbow hue, nor black, that keeps the rain from off your back.
Umbrella.
Wow, I like this one. This is fun.
umbrella, window, car, tree.
Can you read it one more time?
No, unfortunately, Adel got it. Yes. Umbrella, window, car, tree. This is a this is an only connect riddle. I was trying to give you a little misdirect there. One more time. Here we go. When cleaned, then find your sins absolved. When named, then find this riddle solved. The addendum on that one is that's just how riddles work, which I think is fun because that's a nothing line, but it is it rhymes, so it's part of it. Not white nor rainbow hue nor black, that keeps the rain from off your back.
So is it clear? If it's not white, rainbow hued or black, I would think like a pane of glass or something. Windshield. Yeah.
I love that. I love where you're thinking with glass, and it's not glass.
Is it a roof?
I mean that's close. Like that keeps the rain from off your back. I think
hat is is the roof of clothing.
What, Aaron? Quick, we have to sell this
summer.
Hats.
The hat. The roof of clothing.
From lids.
Well, yeah, a guy comes into a lids meeting. He's like, "I got an idea. What about a hat?" And they're like, "Where do you work, dumbass?"
I love somebody going into Home Depot and being like, "Can I get the new Detroit Tigers snapback?" You guys sell roofing, right?
My house is fucking wet as a whistle. Can I get like a hat for the house? Do you guys sell those like a hat? I can put on top of the house. I mean, I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. I've never done laundry before. I need a hat for my house.
So it's close to roof.
Yeah, roofing is part of it. That keeps the rain from off your back. Like roof, I think that's what they were trying to get you to think of.
Top of a house. Top of the house to you. So we still haven't gotten it, but it's part.
No,
roof is part of it.
Still haven't gotten it. So we still haven't gotten it, right?
So it's
just
not
checking.
Roof, but roof is part of it, and it's not house.
The glass was pretty good.
That keeps the rain from off your back. Does point to roof, but roof is not the answer.
Tent.
No.
Tent is good. Oh.
No, it is not something that is like a roof. Yeah. That answer is pointing you to roof. Part of it is pointing
a roof,
you to roof.
Doghouse.
When cleaned, then find your sins absolved.
Gutters.
When named, then find this riddle solved.
Church.
Not white, nor rainbow hue, nor
it's
black.
A church of a roof. It's a roof of a church.
Steeple.
Inside, there are the people. Mm-hmm. No, it is not a steeple.
Oh.
You've solved that fourth line, which is like roof is where it points. So I would move on to something else because you're kind of trying to triangulate the answer from the four clues. And one of the clues is if you get it, that's the name of the riddle.
I see. Okay.
So what about when cleaned, then find your sins absolved.
Soul.
Oh, soul. Soul cleaning. I don't want
skin?
To rock around in circles.
That's soul coughing.
Oh, damn it. Skin, no. Not skin, not soul.
This one's hard.
It is very,
it's
tricky.
Can you give us a hint?
Your sins absolved.
I've kind of been trying to guide you in the right direction.
Yeah, but I'm dumb.
When
soul
cleaned.
Asylum, collective soul.
What do you, this is like a phrase. When cleaned, then find your sins absolved. Cleaned is the operative word. Cleaned is included in the phrase.
Mop it up, my dude.
Or I would say just clean.
Sweep. Clean sweep. Sweep the
clean sweep? It's not clean sweep, but that's your
window.
I mean, clean.
From the windows to the walls?
This is fresh. You're starting fresh.
Rain.
No.
Fresh
clean
sweep.
Clean rain?
Clean, fresh start. Clean. Mop and glow.
Baptism.
And glow. Sweep, soul. Sweep.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm going to add another line to this riddle.
Okay.
Because I found another word. Okay, here we go. When cleaned, then find your sins absolved. When named, then find this riddle solved. When acting, you have to say...
Your lines.
Your name.
Oh.
I'm sorry. When auditioning, you have
slate.
To say your name.
Slate.
Slate. Clean slate.
Clean slate.
Funny how you guys got the acting one immediately.
Here are my hands, and I'm willing to shave.
Yeah, when cleaned, I'll shave my hands. When cleaned, then find your sins absolved, like a clean slate. When
Aaron,
named
your
the riddle solved.
HBO said you almost got the part, and then they saw a kernel fall out of your pants. I don't know
Fair
what that
enough.
Means.
They deserve someone better
I don't
for
know if
their
that's
project.
A euphemism.
White, not rainbow hue, nor black slate is gray, slate gray, and that keeps the rain from off your back. Roofs are often made out of slate.
A gray slate roof?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is that, okay. Is that like a Game of Thrones character?
Yes, the kingdom of gray slate roof. Okay, here we go. You guys did a great job with that, and that was very hard. And
that's
I think
too
you
hard.
Both deserve
that was roof going.
A patch on the back. I think you both deserve a patch on the back.
Okay.
New skin, baby skin. I am grown, but am not leaf.
Grandpa.
I am ground, but am not beef. Chicken. You may swallow me daily. And then Theo pills. Says to insert a cum joke here.
Grandpa chicken pills. It's grandpa chicken pills.
Coffee.
It's coffee. I didn't even get to the last
what?
Line. It's coffee. But you'll never use
Woo.
Your teeth is the Woo-hoo. Last line.
Woo-hoo.
Aaron,
grandpa chicken pills.
We're going to see. We're going to see a quick scene. You're going to be going to your doctor's office. You just got some blood work done. Your doctor's going over your blood work with you. Adel, you're going to be the doctor, and you're going to be recommending that she takes some grandpa chicken pills.
Okay, just give me the news. Rip off the Band-Aid. I'm ready to hear it.
Do you want the news, or do you want me to rip off the Band-Aid? Because that Band-Aid has been on there for, I want to say 7 weeks.
Do both.
Okay, your skin has started to grow over it, much like bark will grow over
it. Never mind.
Do you want the bad news?
Yes.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and have a seat right there in one of the comfy chairs? DJ Qualls was in a car accident last night. They don't know if he's going to make it. Aaron, wake up.
Sorry.
You fell
asleep. You told me to sit in the comfy chair.
DJ Qualls was in a car accident last night. Aaron, wake up.
Yes. What do I have to take?
Well, I put your blood in a petri dish and put it next to a button to see if it would do the work. And sadly, your blood just kind of laid there, I guess is the medical term.
No.
So we do need to put you on some, this is the medical term. This is what they call it in the pharmacy.
Okay.
Grandpa chicken pills. Now, most people hem and haw when they hear this. They say, I don't want to be on no grandpa chicken pills. What am I, J.P. Riddles? We all know, of course, medical test subject J.P. Riddles, who's in this tank of liquid behind me being in suspended animation. He is a wild card. Now, he did name the pills grandpa chicken pills, but for why he did that, I'd have to unfreeze. Yes?
And I mean, I would love to hear from him. I get a lot of flack for coming to a doctor that's under a highway bridge. And a lot of times they prove my point right because you give me some crazy stuff. You and J.P. Riddles working together.
Can you just give me underpass? When you say under a highway bridge, I feel like an asshole. Can you just say
underpass? We're both right. Okay, yeah. I'd like to talk to this J.P. Riddles character, please.
Okay, Doctor,
we just got some news. You're not needed.
Is it about DJ?
It is. It was actually a misunderstanding. It was DJ Khaled
who fell
down some rapid qualls. It was a water qual.
Oh, he doesn't go down on his wife. He can die every day of the week.
I'm just letting you know, DJ Qualls is fine.
Okay.
He's still being kept at a secret location.
Thank God, yes.
But DJ Khaled did fall down a water qual.
Great.
Tapping on the J.P. Riddles glass.
Oh,
hello?
Don't tap too hard. That's...
J.P. Riddles' eyes shoot open. They're ghost white.
Doctor backs out of the room and a metal door slams down behind him.
How?
In front of
We're
him.
Under
oh, no,
a bridge.
In front of...
Scene.
Oh, you're still in the room with me. Thank God you're still in the room with me.
whoops. That's accidentally so had the door slammed down behind him. That keeps me in the room.
I thought of it as like a, you know how in the, I think it's like in X2, they keep Magneto in a prison that's all like plastic so that he can't use any metal.
But then he uses the guard's metal in his body.
Yeah, too much iron in your blood. But it's like that with J.P. Riddles is like you have to keep him in a room with like no forks, no spoons, no raccoons, no like old trees.
You're rhyming.
No like
J.P., you're rhyming.
Empty butter dishes, no skeleton
no
wishes.
Forks, no spoons, no raccoons. I think they stole that from, I could be wrong because I haven't read every X-Men, but I think they stole that plot from Grant Morrison's Animal Man because there's a issue where they keep Animal Man whose power is he can like take on the ability of any animal that he's within like a mile of or something.
Sure.
It's fantastic. It's way better than it sounds, but they put him in this room with like no
animals,
20-inch thick steel and like no animals anywhere near him or whatever, as far away from all the zoos. But then there's like all these, they're like, oh, we forgot there's microorganisms. And then he takes on the power of microorganisms and does something with that. So that's where they got that idea.
I was never really a comic book kid, but I think like superheroes are fun and cool. But like the superheroes that are just like, oh, your power is you're like invincible or whatever. I'm like, this fucking, it's so boring to me.
Yeah, I find Superman very boring.
Yeah, Superman very boring. I heard Black Adam was an absolute bomb, and Spaghetti loves watching TV when we're not around. But if we just like put on noise for her, and we put on Black Adam, and I was like coming in and out of the room, and I was like watching pieces of it, and I was like, man, why did like what who thought this was going to be like a good idea? Like, I guess his powers, he's really powerful. He's like so many powers. Boring. It's boring to watch.
JPC, I'm a little upset. You will let your dog watch movies that you yourself wouldn't watch? Are you a monster? Mm-hmm. Spaghetti,
she has really bad taste. She has really bad taste. She watches Seinfeld and like, look, there are some good Seinfeld episodes. She watches the problematic ones.
Oh, Spaghetti.
Yeah. And she likes them. I'm like, are you sure you want to watch like the cigar store episode, Spaghetti? I'm like, this one did not age well. It wasn't even good when it was on. And she's like, no, I like it. Yeah, it's fucked. She watches the late night, who's the guy that plays Kramer? Michael
James
Richards?
Michael Richards.
She watches that, like, Jerry Seinfeld, Michael Richards apology all the time. Just truly, truly awful stuff. Truly awful stuff.
Wow. This is, again, it might be your fault. You're sort of her dad. I don't know how you...
Yeah, I control it, but it's her algorithm.
Does she watch the Comedians in Cars with Coffee where Jerry Seinfeld tries to like sort of bring him back into the zeitgeist?
So much rehabilitation for that guy. What does he have on you? We already know that you like dated a teenager or whatever. Like what more, like what do you have? Where are the skeletons, Jerry Seinfeld? Anyway, but go watch that video because that apology video is so bad. And there's one point, it's like a late night comedy show. And there's one point where someone starts to laugh in the audience and Jerry Seinfeld goes, don't laugh, don't laugh. And it's like, don't laugh? Bro, where are you right now? Like,
that's so funny.
It always reminds me, I think this obviously hasn't aged well, but I remember when I was a kid, there was a Carlos Mencia special. And he ended it was like a Comedy Central special. And he ended the special with, he was like, a lot of times comedians' last joke of a special is like a big joke, big laugh line, but that's not really the way the world works. So I'm not going to do that tonight. Have a good night. And he like left stage. And I was like,
wow,
where do you think you are? So like, we're not out in the world.
Yeah.
I'm not at, I paid to be on a comedy show. I'm not just existing. I'm here for funny.
Stand-up comedy is pure escapism. Please tell us. He just ran out of. He just didn't have a joke.
He didn't have a joke to steal.
Like, I have nothing. I couldn't steal anything funny enough to close out my set. So let me try and be impactful.
All right. One last riddle from Theo. Yes. Because much like people go to comedy shows to be entertained, people come to riddle podcasts to hear riddles sometimes. Yeah. So we'll do one. It's obviously not why people are here. Many seek me, but don't find me. Though I live in many places, sleeping deep beneath the hills, but
trolls.
Also on your faces.
Trolls.
If a woman, I'd be a Helen, for my presence Troy. Fosters wars.
Helen of Troy. Troll, mole, Helen.
Friend to chef and to mechanic, but to neither sea nor pores.
Okay, this was like 15 different lines.
What the fuck? A smile?
Yeah. I'll say... Gotta be really hard to listen when you're talking, huh?
Nope, not at all.
Easy.
Troll sounded like one of them. Mole sounded like another one. Helen of Troy sounded like a third, or Joan of Arc.
Mm-hmm. The last line
is the one that fucks me up. I don't know what that means.
Friend to the last line, I think, is probably one of the more helpful. Friend to chef and to mechanic, but to neither see nor pores. Friend to chef, what is something that a chef and a mechanic both use?
Their palate,
yeah.
Blowtorch.
Yes, dude, okay. I don't know, what does a mechanic need a blowtorch for?
When he's welding a car part to... Shut up! You, shut up! Shut up, you!
Is it a torch?
Shut up, you!
Yeah, sorry, we're going to need to weld your car together. Okay, no, I'll go to a different mechanic. I just need to...
You've got some creme brulee in the tailpipe, sure.
Okay, spatula, right. Idiot.
Spatula would be good. Many seek me, but don't find me, though I live in many places. Sleeping deep beneath the hills, but also on your faces. Another really. I mean, this is a great.
That's
riddle.
A mole.
That mole is not correct. No.
Ugh. That's great.
Why would you go seeking a mole?
Because, come on, if you are so lonely, and you've gone on dates with humans and skunks and dogs and cats and nothing's doing it, moles are famously, they're not known for their vision, right?
You think if you whack one, you're going to get treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just say it, bro. Just say it.
This riddle is driving me insane.
If a woman, I'd be a Helen for my presence fosters wars. Ignore that one. I think that one's gonna get is too tricky. I think the friend to chef and to mechanic, but to neither see nor pours. So
I come up behind a mole. Come up behind a mole. It's facing the other way, looking at the sunset, and I say, "Don Familia says
really
hello."
Really stuck on this.
Whack the mole. Just whack the mole.
Friend to chef and mechanic, but to neither see nor pours. So this is something that a chef and mechanic use, but something that you don't find on the sea and don't find in pores.
They both use oil.
Salt?
The answer is oil.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense.
Find it underground. And
yeah,
it goes
under
on
the
your
hills.
Face, oil of Olay.
I hope chefs and mechanics are not using the same oil. I'll tell you that much.
Oh.
If a mechanic put avocado oil in my car, I would be so pissed, unless it ran better.
Yeah. Hey, your car, zero trans fats. That's pretty cool, huh?
Well, unless it's a Trans Am.
trans fats Ams.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, thank you, Theo, so much for those riddles. We really, really enjoyed them. And thank you. And it was really either nice to meet you or nice to get a letter from you. I don't remember which one it was. It was a long time ago. Okay. Well, that brings us to one of my favorite parts of the show. And that's the part where we just talk about anything that we would like to plug. And hey, I'll throw it over to my friend Adel first. Adel, what would you like to plug?
I'd like to plug my brain from just a few minutes ago. I was so caught up on mole because chefs can make mole. And so my brain would not, my brain would not let go of that connection. And I was like, there's something there. So I was,
that's
I was
so good.
Stubbornly, I was kicking and screaming, not wanting to let go of mole. So that's my reasoning. I'd also recommend, I haven't finished it yet, but I'm currently reading a book called Hollow Kingdom. Which is very, very good. It's a post-apocalyptic book, and it's about a crow. JPC, you'll enjoy this. It's about a crow Shit Turd and his exploits. So I highly
recommend... where I thought that was going, but I do love that.
It's very funny. It's very enjoyable so far. I hope it sticks the landing because I'm really enjoying it. And so check that out. Aaron, anything to plug?
I'd like to plug Succumb D&D. Season 2 has ended, and Season 3 is going to start back up soon. I also want to plug Chillax Comedy. It's every Wednesday at 7 at the Yard Theater in Los Angeles. It's always run by Chicago comedians, and it's a lot of fun. And next month's show, February show, a lot of Wet Bus will be in town. So a big group of us will be able to improvise together, and it's going to be really special. So if you want to come to see that. And also, I was on Comedy Bang Bang recently. You don't have to listen to it, but if you wanted to, you can.
And you killed it. You were wonderful.
Well, I don't want to set the precedent that you don't have to do the things that we plug. Everyone has to read that book, and everyone
has
to.
Never mind.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Sorry. You have to. Okay. JPC, can you read a review, please?
I would love to. If you want to get a 5-star review featured on a future episode of Hey Riddle Riddle, just go to Apple iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and hey, I might pick it. For instance, I picked this one from Slug Dinkelman. Slug says, yeah, love it. Best show to listen to, especially if you're looking to get your weekly dose of the Howard Dean scream. Casey, we got that queued up? Oh, every time.
He's quick.
Thank you so much, Slug Dinkelman. Hey, speaking of men that like to dinkle, there's a whole planet out there where those Dinkelmans kind of congregate. Isn't that right, Aaron?
That is right, JPC. Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Bye.
By Adel Refine. Starring Aaron Keegan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
I'm going to run and pee because I have to pee pretty bad.
Aaron, keep an eye out for any kernels.
I will. Like 100 fall out of my pants.
Oh, God. 100 is such a funny number.
It sounds like a slot machine unloading coins. Hey there, Colkins and Barrymores. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. Ever wondered what it was like to be a child actor? Well, we got the answers for you. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.